Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Hi there, podcast listeners. It's Meghna Chakrabarty, host of On Point, and we've got a special first-person episode here for you. On today's main hour, we talked about the science of awe, that wondrous, vast feeling that transcends everything you know about yourself and about what it means to be human. Because it turns out that awe affects not only our souls, but also our brains and our bodies. And during the show, we got to hear a terrific example of awe.
Every day when I walk down, I think my first sensation is the air. You know, I take in these gulps of air into my lungs and it just like, oh, it's better than coffee. It just rejuvenates you.
Now that's John Reynolds, and I do envy him. He has lived in California's Yosemite National Park his entire life. Born and raised, he says. His mother worked at the Yosemite Post Office for 43 years, and so John grew up in Yosemite Village. There's an absolutely adorable picture of him on the Sierra News website of him as a toddler, just smiling and sitting on the steps of a Yosemite Village building. Well, later, John himself joined the post office and worked there for 44 years, 10 years as postmaster. And John recently retired, so congratulations to him. But John says he's not going anywhere. He's going to stay right where he is in Yosemite and continue his morning ritual. In the first few steps from his home, he pauses, takes deep breaths, and acknowledges the wonder around him.
In that 45-second walk, it just inspires me for the day because I go, man, look where I work. I always turn around and look at Yosemite Falls on my way down because it's Yosemite Falls is back to me as I'm walking down to the post office. It almost looks like a painting, you know, it's hard to articulate, you know, if there's a cascades in between the upper and lower falls. And then as you walk to the base of the lower falls, you really get a sense of how insignificant you are and how amazing Mother Nature is because of the wind that it creates, the mist. It truly gives a sense of awe. It gives a, and it, I'm struggling to find the words for it, but I don't know how many times I've walked up to the top of the falls in my life, but I'm still blown away by it all. The smell of pine is always prevalent. At the height of spring, when the snow is melting, the reverberation of Yosemite Falls makes the doors rattle in our house. And so that makes me smile when the power and the majesty of everything, of I don't even have to see it. I can hear it through the doors. Like, oh my God, the falls must be really moving. The doors are really rattling today. Coming from the west, driving eastward, it's a beautiful canyon drive where the road follows that meanders along the Merced River. And then once you hit the boundary, you start seeing the granite formations that the glaciers have carved out. And then you drive further into the valley after you pass the boundary. And that's when Yosemite Valley really starts to unfold. I notice people that come up to the park, they'll see a spot and it's like they don't even know they're driving. They just stop. You can get agitated, but you have to understand what these people are possibly experiencing for the first time is this incredible view that they're just stopped in their tracks. And they're like, oh my God, they got to stop. And they get out, take a picture, even though they're blocking the road. But I've come to a place where, you know, I smile at it because I know exactly what they're going through. They're having an experience of seeing Yosemite for the first time in these incredible monoliths and the full effect of the enormity of it. I've spent 63 years here in the valley. I can walk out in the valley and you can always see something here that you haven't noticed before. It fills the spirit, and I think nature does that. I mean, I think it brings inspiration, it brings joy, it brings spirituality. It brings hope for the world, I guess.
That's John Reynolds. After 44 years for working for the post office in Yosemite National Park, he retired in January of 2023, giving him more time to see the things in the park that he hadn't noticed before. Well, we talked about many more stories and the science of experiencing awe during our main hour conversation. So if you want to learn more about that, definitely check out the full broadcast. And if you haven't already, subscribe to the On Point podcast wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is On Point.